When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So there's a new, it's not a new trend, but it's definitely a movement, and it's all about accepting your body, right? And it's like, these are pictures of real women, and you'll see women with stretch marks after kids, or, you know, these are my thighs, and
you're right. Oh, yeah.
Jiggly or whatever, and this is my belly, and this and that and the other. And it's all about self-acceptance, and I've watched a bunch of these lately, right? And, you know, blogs, and, you know, this one woman wants to make a documentary, and they're talking about fat shaming, and she has a, it's very interesting, this one woman had a photo, and it was, because I'm always looking for inspirational stuff to put on Facebook, and I haven't yet found one, and I'll say why in a minute, even though I get it, but, so anyway, instead of having a before and after, her before, she was overweight, her after, she competed in a bodybuilding competition. Then she gained the weight back again. And the bodybuilding competition was her before photo, and gaining the weight back was her after photo. And she's love myself this way. Now, the reason I haven't found the one to post, is because I haven't found a woman that's like, who's like, I love myself, but I can say I think is healthy. And there's a fine line, right? So to me, we have to love ourselves no matter where we are at. We have to. So if you're 100 pounds overweight, if you're 200 pounds overweight, and you don't love yourself and you don't accept yourself, then quite honestly, you're never going to be able to get your health back, because you don't value yourself enough and you don't think you're capable. So you don't feel worth it and you don't feel capable. So yeah, you have to love yourself. You have to accept yourself. You have to be proud of yourself and your body no matter where you're at in order to have great things. And to be honest with you, health is a great thing. And what I'm not seeing in this movement that kind of stresses me out a little bit is that it's almost like I'm, you know, my tummy's big and my thighs are big and this and that, and I'm happy. And it's like, okay, and I want you to be happy, but I also want you to acknowledge that maybe you're not healthy, and I want you to be able to acknowledge, some of them are, by the way, though. There was this one girl, and the only reason I didn't post this one, because I really liked her and I really liked everything she had to say, is because she was a CrossFitter, and I don't believe in CrossFit, but she was talking about, she was kind of like, it was a CrossFit kind of, you know, the cult of CrossFit kind of, yes, a thing. But this girl was really healthy. And she was like, you know, she had stretch marks and she had cellulite and she had, you know, she had flaws like we all do. But she had lost 160 pounds. and the body wasn't, quote, perfect. And I loved her because she's like, you know what? I've hated my body all this time, and I, you know, I've struggled with it, and I never wear a two-piece, and I never allow myself to go swimming, and I deprive myself of all these things. And you know what? This body can run. I can't remember. I think she'd done like even a half marathon, and this body can do pull-ups, and this body can do this, and this body can do that. And I just was like, wow, you know, that's awesome. She's healthy. She's not physically perfect. She doesn't, which no, I guess I said, nobody is. And again, she would have been the one that I would have posted. But then it get into this whole cult of CrossFit, which freaked me out. So I was like, all right, you know, the message, I just want to say, the message is yes, love yourself. No matter where you're at, you are a valuable human being. You are a powerful human being. You are a lovable human being. I don't care what size you are. I don't care how old you are. But what I can't co-sign is people saying it's okay to be unhealthy. And the reason I can't get behind that is because I'm sure you've got a family. You may have kids. Maybe you don't have kids. But losing you at 50 or 60 is just not fair. Not fair to the world, and not fair to your family, and quite honestly, not fair to you. So if you're like, I just love my big tummy, can you exercise? And you know, it just scares me a little bit, because again, it's almost like I feel like there's a backlash, and this is something that I really want to get into, a backlash against all the fat shaming that goes on in the world. And I never really experienced it, because nobody would dare say to me, you know, kids make fun of kids that are overweight. I was bullied as a kid for that. But nobody ever comes up to me and says horrible things about people that are overweight because of who I am. So I don't really see it. And people will tell me they're afraid to go to the gym, or they're afraid to wear a bathing suit, and people are going to judge them, and people are going to say mean things about them. And I'm like, no, they're not. That's in your head. And even if they did, who cares? But they do say those things.
Yeah.
They do say those things. And as I've read more and started to kind of investigate this whole movement, people do. So listen to this. This pissed me off. Another blogger had posted a photo of herself, who's, again, into this whole kind of like body acceptance and all this, posted a picture of her butt in a pair of underwear. And she's, you know, by the way, I thought she had a great butt. But she's probably a size 14. Mm-hmm. And posted a picture of her butt. Instagram took it down. And she lost her mind. And she's like, wait a second. Because people were complaining. And she goes, hold on. And she showed all of these people, all these girls on Instagram.
Oh, interesting.
That show their boobs and their butt and like, that, you know, that have made a career taking pictures of the belfie, your butt selfie, you know.
Oh, and, my God, I've never heard that.
Oh, girl, oh I God. Can't even get into it with you. And it's like a whole thing that they're like Instagram stars, and they get famous because they take pictures of their ASS or their.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a joke. But yeah. Or their boobs. Absolutely. And so she's like, why don't you take this down, this down, this down, this down. And you just see all these pictures of these, you know, 20-something-year-old girls with their butt out or their boobs out. And I was so mad for her. I wanted to just kill somebody. I was so pissed for her. And the reason they had taken it down were because people complained. It was indecent. She was wearing underwear. And she's like,
wow,
really? You didn't complain about this. You didn't complain about this. And Instagram, I guess, apologized because it was like a whole thing. And, you know, they put her photo back up. But the reality is that people are fat shaming. And they are. And even I was doing an interview the other day, and they're like, oh, Rob Kardashian's gained a lot of weight. You know, what do you want to say to him? I was like, nothing. It's not
what
my
fault. Why did they do that to you?
It was extra. I go, nothing. I don't know Rob Kardashian, and it's none of my business. And as far as I know, he hasn't inquired for advice from me. And I don't want to say anything to him. I was like, but I will say something to the people that are attacking you in the media. Mind your own business. And I was like, that's what I would recommend. And it just.
Yeah.
So this is very real. And I get it. And I do think that we should reject it, and we should let our freedom flag fly, and we should own our bodies no matter where we're at. I think that's a wonderful thing. But I also would like to say that if you are plus size but unhealthy, and what I mean by unhealthy is if you go to the doctor and the doctor says to you, hey, your cholesterol's off, your blood sugar's off, your blood pressure's off, you know, your hormones are off, you're pre-diabetic, that's not okay. I will never, ever put a stamp of approval on people damaging their health. So that's where I think we need to focus. And I've seen many healthy girls in size 8s, size 10s. I don't generally see it in 12, 14s. Don't see that. Have yet to see that. But I see it, you know, and if you've got stretch marks and you have cellulite and you join the club, that's to me, it's like, yeah, you know what? You had a baby and your boobs hang a little lower, or, you know, your tummy has stretch marks. And so what? That's when I would say to you, like, if that is the case, like, all of that stuff, love yourself where you're at. And the only people that are judging you are people who are insecure about themselves and where they're at in their lives. That's the only reason people attack other people. After I turned 40, I was like, you know something? This is not so, I'm still me, right? Like, I woke up the next morning, I looked like me, I sounded like me.
You mean you didn't grow a fin like everybody else?
No, and I was like, I'm really embracing this. Like, and the truth of the matter is, I'm in the best shape I've ever been in. I'm professionally, I'm more successful than I've ever been. I was like, this is kind of great. Like, I am, you know, I have the means and the knowledge and the experience behind me to enjoy this period of my life. And my mom was like, honey, the 40s were the best decade of my life. You're going to love it. And immediately I started to notice people attacking me and judging me. And I started to know what it felt like to be fat shamed. And I was sitting in a meeting with this guy who hates me. This guy has always hated me. He's hated me the entire time we've had to work together. And he just took advantage of the situation and went after me. And he's like, I'm going to liberate you from, you know, feeling less attractive and or ugly or something, or old, from working with a younger girl or something like that, which is hilarious because on Body Shred, like, I mentor all these incredible young trainers. And I was just listening to this guy go off, thinking like, well, you know, I'm gonna note.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm gonna note this in the log with my litigator, should I ever need to, you know. But at the same time, like, I just sat there thinking, I can't believe you have the balls to say this to me. But, you know, that you would put yourself in this kind of precarious position to say this to me, because it was so wildly outrageous and inappropriate and discriminatory. But just the fact that I was like, wow, like, you're using this as a weapon now. Because it didn't, I have no problem. And so I couldn't help it. I responded back to him the next day. And after I shot like my double cover of Shape Magazine, it was in like Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Bodies. And, you know, I was like, oh, thank God you're looking out to liberate me, because, you know,
so
look
poorly.
At the, yeah, I'm getting so old and out of shape. But it just, you know, and I was like, threw it back in his face. But the, and then I've just, like, people start to use it as a weapon against you. And I've heard it several times in several different places, mostly from men, I hate to say. But it's become like, oh, I have this now to try to hurt you with it. And I all of a sudden thought, oh, this is what people who get, quote, fat shamed feel like. People use this as a weapon against them, to hurt them, to make themselves feel superior. And, you know, I felt bullied as a kid for being overweight, for all the same reasons, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago. And I experienced it myself. And so, really, I get it. I'm here to validate you. And all those haters, you should tell them to F off. You should love yourself and love your body no matter where you're at. But I need you to make sure that your health is good, no matter what, quote, imperfections or flaws we have with our physicality. I just need your health to be good. Please prioritize your health, no matter what size you're at. And if you can't be healthy at a size 16, hey, maybe we need to get to a size 8.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. End of story.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, I've worked up a bit of flop sweat over that. How old am I now?
Yeah.
I turn, what the hell do I turn this year?
Oh.
Hang on a second. 55. I turn 50. Sweet
One
mother.
Foot in the grave. We got to get a new producer. This one's too old.
You know what? I could hurt you so easy.
No, you're too old.
No, because I told you before I could take you down because I got the old gal moves. When you're older, you learn how to.
Apparently, I'm going to have some old gal moves of my own, according to these men. Wow. Guys, if you haven't checked out NatureBox yet, go to naturebox.com. It's a monthly subscription service that delivers you healthy snacks to your house that are grab and go. You can travel with them. They don't need to be refrigerated. Whether you like the sweet stuff, whether you like the savory stuff, they have it all. There is no garbage in these snacks whatsoever. When I say garbage, you know what I mean. No artificial flavors, no artificial colors, no high fructose corn syrup, no hydrogenated oils. Smart snacks, nutritionist approved, Jillian approved, which I think is just as stringent, if not more so than your registered dietitian. Anyway, you can customize your snacking needs, whatever you're into. My personal favorite this month are the chocolate-covered almonds. Oh, my gosh, heaven. You can get a rotating surprise box of snacks each month. There's different sizes available. It's great to share with your coworkers, great for the kids, great for your husband or your wife. If you want to feel good, if you want to eat better, go to naturebox.com/Jillian, and they will give you 50% off your first box of snacks. It's time to get snacks you can feel good about. That's naturebox.com/Jillian, J-I-L-L-I-A-N. Check it out today. I have a sort of snappy one. Snappy, snap, snapper, snappish, okay. Simple. Snappy to me has become code for go back to your roots and give us something on diet and exercise.
That's exactly what S-N-A-P-P stands for.
Yeah.
Go back to your roots and give us
something on diet and exercise. Not the career coach, not the love doctor, not your mom, your friends, what's going on in your life this week, some information about something you're supposed to be talking about, something you call yourself an expert in. So I thought we could do a little segment on vitamins again.
Okay.
Now, I say again because we have talked about vitamins, minerals, supplements before, but I wanted to give something a little bit more specific, so to speak, a bit of a roadmap for individuals, people that are vegan, people that are gluten-free, people that are stuck at their desk all day long, what you should be looking for. Now, of course, at the end of the day, you will hear this over and over. In a perfect world, you would get your nutrients from food. And the reality is we don't fully understand how our nutrients are delivered to the human body, to the cells and so on. The delivery system, is it the fiber? Is it the combination of nutrients that makes a certain food have more magnesium or more bioavailable magnesium and what have you? So they'll always say, well, vitamins, you know, we don't really know. It's best to get it in your food. We just know that food is the ideal way to get nutrients. But the reality is that a lot of our food these days is processed. A lot of the soil is depleted of nutrients because this is where your foods get their nutrients, would be the soil that it's grown in, and the soil is overfarmed. A lot of pesticides, a lot of herbicides, not a ton of diversity in the diet. And unless you're really great at going, oh, I got my iron from this today and my zinc from that today, and oh, I got my 15 minutes in the sun for my vitamin D, and I did this and I did that. It's tough. It's tough. It just is. So, well, I'm always going to advocate, yes, eat healthy, eat whole foods, avoid chemicals, avoid overly processed foods as the majority of your diet, work them in sparingly 20% of the time, and go as organic as possible whenever possible. That's going to be ideal. But the reality is, as I've just stated, it's tough to cover all the bases.
Right.
So I always do like a good, high-quality multivitamin. But let me be clear. I'm just reiterating something we have discussed in the event that you missed that segment. If you're buying the cheap 3-month supply for $10, you are wasting your money. And the scary thing about most of these vitamins, and I discovered this quite terrifyingly when Heidi was given prenatal vitamins. And I remember looking at the prenatal vitamins, and there were artificial sweeteners, artificial colors, propylene glycol, which is antifreeze. Trans fats, all this crap in the vitamin. It's very important that if you are going to make the investment in vitamins, you buy a high quality bioavailable vitamin that doesn't have a ton of preservatives, a ton of artificial coloring, or God knows what else is in there. Because A, you've taken something that's supposed to be good for you and end up ingesting a host of chemicals that's very bad for you. B, you are wasting your money because the quality of the nutrients is garbage, and it's not even going to get through your stomach acid. It's not going to be delivered to your cells. The vitamins are junk, cheap, okay, garbage. So a high-quality multivitamin, there are a host of them out there. I don't need to get into endorsing a bunch of stuff, but go to a place like a GNC, a Whole Foods, a place where they sell supplements. Talk to the person about, also, are you a man? Are you a woman? What age are you? What's your lifestyle? And have them direct you to a quality multivitamin.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
About that? Does quality always mean it's the most expensive multi, or it tends to be the more?
It tends to be the okay. more expensive, yeah.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. Yeah, yeah. Okay. For the obvious reasons. But if you're not going to spend the money, then do not do a multivitamin,
gotcha.
Period. All right, now, let's talk about if you are, this pertains to women, not men, this one in particular, just this one. If you're a fitness buff and you're working out 5 hours a week, you want to make sure that you're getting enough iron. Now, the reason I say it pertains to women and not men is because men do not get their monthly cycle. Men don't need iron in their multis.
That's right.
Simply because they accumulate almost. I read an article once, a study, that the reason men die roughly 7 years earlier than women, one of the big reasons is because of the buildup of iron in their body. Anyway, who knows? But the bottom line is, it's,
really? Huh.
I did read a thing about it. It's been such a long time. I thought it somehow equated back to, like, I have to say, I thought it was heart health. It was probably 7 years ago, but I just remember that being the first time I ever put together, oh, wow, not only do they not need iron, too much iron is becomes dangerous mm-hmm. for them, and then reading up on it. And I'm left with that general rule of thumb. So for women, it's important that we get enough iron. And we need about 18 milligrams per day, roughly. You can find it in meats and beans. So if you are vegan or you're vegetarian, you want to make sure that you're getting lentils in your mm-hmm. diet or an iron supplement. The great thing about iron, of course, is that it helps transport oxygen to your cells. So if you are low in iron, it can really sap your energy and give you headaches.
And I'll tell you, if you do, that's when I got anemic when I was younger, it's a slow road back. And part of it was because I did go become a vegetarian and I lost it all. But it, when you deplete, when you hit that bottom, it's a slow
that's
road
back.
That's
why we do, you know, I hate to say, like, I do high quality beef.
Or as you
every
say.
Now and again. Yeah, or you supplement. You're right, I get it. Yeah, or you supplement, and you want to make sure that you buy gut-friendly elemental iron, because too much iron can lead to constipation.
You can't go popo.
Yeah. A desk jockey. If you're inside all day long, that's basically what that means. You're probably deficient on vitamin D. And if you live in colder climates, places that don't get a ton of sun, you want to get about 600 plus IUs a day. This helps the body fight infections. It prevents depression. It helps to build strong bones. And you know what's funny? I remember years ago when I had to do this physical for losing it, like in 2010, they discovered that I had like some bone loss in my hips. Mm. And I remember being like, how is this possible? I lift weights, blah, blah, blah. And Dr. Van Hurley ran a whole panel on me and she was like, you are severely vitamin D deficient. And I was like, what are you talking about? I live in California. I'm outside. I this, I that. And she's like, Jillian, we don't fully understand why some people have a hard time absorbing their vitamin D, but you are severely vitamin D deficient. And she put me on like 50,000 units like once a week or something. She gave me, I had to get a prescription for it. You too, Jay.
I had the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those little black pills.
Yep.
Yep.
That's exactly right. So I take it once a week. And so
where do you get them little black pills?
Or this prescription.
Oh,
but
is?
If you don't need it, you can buy drops, though.
I buy the drops.
We call them sun drops. And so if you can, you get little sun little drops, little vitamin D drops. Salmon, fish, seafood has vitamin D in it. They say to get sunlight on the off hours for like 15 minutes a day on your body, you know, because we're all so busy wearing sunscreen and everything, which is good. I try to keep the sun off my face and let it get on my body a little bit, like 15 minutes a day to help with the sun, helps you synthesize, your sun synthesizes your For crying out loud. Sunlight allows your body.
Have another cocktail, Jillian.
Yeah, I know. I know. To create vitamin D. And so if you take a supplement, you want to take up to 2,000 IUs daily, minimum of 600 IUs daily. Another one, if you're vegetarian or vegan, vitamin B12, because it's virtually non-existent in plant foods. And it keeps your blood and your nerve cells healthy. It protects your brain and your muscles. And if you don't get the recommended 2.4 micrograms per day, it can leave you feeling weak, tired, and depressed.
Which is why sometimes people get it in their arse, right?
They go
in
and get
the shot in the arse.
You get the shot in the booty. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, here's the problem. It's obviously in eggs. If you're vegetarian and vegan, you're not eating the eggs. Or I think vegetarians eat eggs, right? Just not meat.
Vegans can't.
Yeah,
vegans,
I can't. Yeah. I could be wrong. The other thing is I don't like people to have soy. Soy's junk. So it's fortified in some soy products, but that's not great. So supplement it. That would be when you want to supplement the vitamin B12. Another one, if you are planning on being a mommy, this is a real big one, folate.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Everyone knows this. If you are going to take those prenatals, though, read the ingredients of the ones they give you at the doctor's office. Because at like the most preeminent fertility clinic in L.A., and it wasn't that Heidi had fertility problems, but because we were inseminating, they were doing it at a fertility clinic.
Oh.
Obviously, I can't get her pregnant, so they were the ones giving her the vitamins, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. I'm sitting there arguing with this doctor. So we went and we just got organic prenatals.
So what's folate? What is it?
Folate. It's a B vitamin, actually.
It's a B?
Yeah, and it helps to shield against neural tube defects and birth defects, all of that stuff. You want to get 400 to 800 milligrams every day. Leafy greens are great, cooked spinach, romaine. Yes, thumbs up there. Okay, last but not least on the vitamins and minerals here, if you're gluten-free, it's likely that you are deficient in magnesium. Because grains have a ton of magnesium. If you're gluten-free, you're probably not getting a ton of whole grains. You want to get at least 320 milligrams per day. And magnesium also allows your body to absorb calcium. So if you're not getting magnesium, that's a big problem.
Hence CalMag.
That's exactly right, Manis.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Magnesium
calcium
and potassium. It also helps your body absorb potassium. So this helps to regulate blood pressure, blood sugar. This is important. Black beans, edamame, which of course, if they're organic edamame, it's soy. I don't get a ton of soy, as I said. But if it's not processed GMO, heavily sprayed crops, a little bit here and there, half cup of black beans would be great. If you skip all wheat, rice, and fortified cereals, then you can look for a daily magnesium citrate supplement.
Yeah. And then we'll be perfect.
Yeah.
Then our bodies will be of perfection.
I also wanted to do you think it's too much? Should I give you a few more?
No, go ahead.
I wrote more. Are we going way over?
No, let's go more.
Has it lost its snap?
No, I think there's still some snap left.
All right. Okay, real quick. Immune boosters that work. Probiotics, really important. Good bacteria, we've talked about this a lot, but good bacteria also linked to metabolism. So very important that you take your probiotics. You can also eat organic Greek yogurt as well. When buying a probiotic, though, you want to make sure that there's a minimum of 10 billion colony-forming units. Because people go, well, should I have this unit? It should say 10 billion on the thing.
Jeez.
That's what you want.
And you
got to
keep it in the fridge.
Yes, that's the one you want. Yes, you do. You don't want the ones that you don't need to keep in the fridge.
Yep.
Shiitake mushrooms are great for immunity boosters because they're antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral. These are real good for you, and you can pop up to 1,900 milligrams a day in tablet form. Resveratrol, really powerful antioxidant. You can have a little bit of red wine, but if you're not a drinker or you don't want the calories, 75 milligram daily tablet can charge up your defenses by mobilizing your immune cells. If you want to improve your athletic performance, nitric oxide is a big one, NO2. You can find this in beets.
Isn't that the stuff that, what's his name, inhaled in that movie? Oh, it's all
what?
Gone. Nitric oxide? Isn't that the stuff you inhale?
That's nitrous oxide.
Oh.
What is she talking about?
The stuff.
Laughing gas. Dentist.
No, Blue Velvet. Remember Dennis? Ah, damn it. He's going to Blue Velvet. Remember that
Jake
movie?
Was born when that movie was out.
Never even heard of it. Blue Streak?
No, blue velvet with Isabel.
With the balloon?
What?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Dennis Hopper.
You're talking about crackers and whippets.
Yeah. No, how do you know about crackers and whippets?
What's crackers and whippets?
Drugs.
What?
No, it's nitrous oxide.
It's drugs.
They sell it legally. You can buy that stuff anyway.
Oh my God, stop talking! Oh my God! Pretty soon they'll be like, you know, that reminds me of the time when I did an 8-ball of cocaine. What is wrong with you
What's
guys?
What's that in my bum?
It's
8-ball. Where'd that guy just sat on the couch?
Stop using the drug lingo. Oh, my God.
I don't know what you talked about.
Nitric oxide is found in beets, and this is really healthy for amping up your cellular energy, widening your arteries, and increasing blood flow to your vital organs and lowering your blood pressure.
That's a lot different than kippers and fish, whatever the hell you guys were talking about.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
I don't know. Some kind of fish.
Fish oil.
Fish, speaking
of
fish.
Yeah, a good quality fish oil.
Want to buy a duck?
Yeah, with what? I'm stopping.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm going to be done.
Okay, what's that again?
The fish oil.
Fish oil,
cardiovascular
yeah.
Health,
we know
your
that.
Brain tissue, risk of depression. I like Herlines.
We know that stuff.
No mercury. Herlines is really clean.
And then when you burp, if you don't digest it well, you burp and it's disgusting.
You know what I've tricked my kids into, though? When you buy the Barlean's flavored fish oil, they're such suckers. They think it's a treat.
Oh, it is, though. Like the orange swirl?
The new one is the pina colada flavor. And when Phoenix goes to the bathroom on the potty, he's been getting a pop chip. And so this morning I was just like, I cannot give this kid one more pop chip because now he's just pissing in like little drivlets to like get chips. He'll sit on there and like give me like, you know, a thimble worth of pee and go, pee, potty! And then Lou's like, woo, pee on the potty! Because she gets a chip too. So they go tearing off to the pantry. So then I was like, you know what?
Funny.
You know
that's
what?
That's funny.
We can have fish oil. Or are we going to have pop chips? And I suckered them into thinking they want fish oils, and now I just give them a little droplet of fish oil throughout the day.
You said to them fish oil? Or why didn't you say tasty treat?
I said, but they think fish oil is a tasty treat. They don't understand it's fish oil.
Oh, I see.
Suckers.
Man.
Fools. Yeah. Okay. Well, now that we know you're all drug addicts.
I don't even know. I don't know about the clapjack. Saute. What? I don't even know what you guys were talking about. I haven't got a clue.
Saute.
These guys are all
What's
hip
a clapjack saute?
You gotta be hip to the groove, Jillian, to know that kind of talk. I don't know. I can't remember what they were talking about. It's beyond me.
What's a clapjack saute?
I don't know. All I was talking about was Dennis Hopper in the movie Blue Velvet, and you guys went off on some kind of drug.
Wasn't Blue Velvet with
Isabella Rose?
What is she talking about?
That was National Velvet.
Wasn't that with Elizabeth Taylor? You guys don't know what she's talking about, right?
No,
oh,
I
Jillian.
Do.
We don't know
oh
what you're talking
God.
About.
You just said that Elizabeth Taylor was in Blue Velvet.
Wasn't Elizabeth Taylor in that? Jake.
Oh, God, let's end this thing before it just goes away.
It has gone away.
Oh, maybe we should have just ended it on.
Wasn't Elizabeth Taylor in that? It's wheezing again.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, you kill me, Jillian.
Get it on the night. It's wheezing. Somebody get it on the laughing gas. Oh, God.
Okay, we're back, and all the way from Toronto.
A Canuck!
A Canuck! Katie wants to talk to you.
Hey, Katie, what's going on?
Hi, Jillian Michaels.
Oh, I'm Jillian Michaels. That must mean it's a fitness segment. All right, let me be Jillian Michaels. It's obviously not going to be the doctor or the coach talking.
That's right.
If I'm Jillian Actually, Michaels, then I'm Jillian Michaels. Hey, dude! Hey, buddy!
Hi!
Let me be me. Let me be the best version of me I can be. What's going on?
Actually focus on mental health and wellness, so there you go.
Well, that's still Jillian, I guess. Yeah. What a bore she is. All right, how can I help?
Okay, so I recently, last year I lost a bunch of weight, and I was thin, and I still am, but I wanted to get fit. So I started doing the 30-day shred, and I just finished it this morning, actually.
Ah.
But as a gift, my husband got me like a Groupon for a personal trainer. And before you go, you have to fill out this profile. And I said I wanted to focus on like strength and endurance and that sort of thing. And when I got there, like the first thing they said to me was like, we can melt those extra pounds right off of you. And I'm like 129 pounds, 5'4". So I was already kind of like alarmed. And then after that, they had me doing really simple stuff like squats, which I'm fine at doing, but I got kind of nervous. And I said to the guy, like, sorry, I'm kind of nervous. Like, I'm not that into the gym. And he said, what's your problem? What's wrong? What's wrong with you? And I got more and more nervous. And I got
what's wrong
so
with
in-
you?
Yeah.
Or what's your what's, problem?
What's wrong with you? And I don't know if that was just like his poor interpersonal skills or maybe he was having a bad day, but it just like, it set me off.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Especially because you were nervous.
What an amazing thing to say to someone who's nervous.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I just said I was nervous of encountering an a-hole like you. That's what's wrong with me. But okay, go on.
So I felt really anxious, and it got so bad that I couldn't even do a squat, which is ridiculous. And so I said I had to go to the bathroom, and I left. I left the gym.
Oh, honey.
Okay.
I literally ran home, which was good, I guess.
No.
And
no.
I got home, and I was so frustrated. Like, I have this whole thing about being a feminist and being strong, and I was frustrated because I wasn't there to lose weight, and I was clear about that, and I felt bullied. And I was talking to my husband, and I was like, I don't even like going to the gym. Like, do I have to go to the gym? Is this something I need to do? Why does it make me so anxious? Is this because I used to be fat and I'm feeling insecure? I don't know. Okay. And I just don't know if the guy was an ass. Oh, sorry.
No. Okay. Girl, oh, please.
It's the Jillian Michaels show.
Yeah, so then I was like, I don't know who to talk. I don't know who to ask about this. Like, do I have to go back to the gym? Do I have to face this fear? Or am I cool just working it at home? Because, like, as a feminist, I don't know how to navigate the gym system, which can be incredibly male dominated and frankly, like, pretty terrible to people who are proud of their bodies, if that makes any sense.
Okay, hold on. Let's address this on multiple levels.
Okay.
Here's the shame of it all, is that you had anxiety. And you already, like, it's, people will always, like, give you a big blinking arrow as to exactly what the answer is. So you already said, is it because I'm insecure? Is it because I used to be overweight? So obviously, that's what you're feeling. You're feeling unfamiliar with the gym. You're feeling uncomfortable exercising in front of people. You're feeling concerned that people are going to judge you. You know, you're in, and the minute you show up, they tell you that you have fat to lose and what's wrong with you. So your deepest, darkest concerns about the gym are now validated, which is so extremely unfortunate. And, you know, it's funny because we were just talking about CrossFit. And I was saying, like, you know, for me, I don't get it. When I look at the fitness science, I don't get it. And I was saying I would love to have a CrossFitter on because I don't like to give commentary on it because I don't understand it. And I'm thinking, am I missing something? And I would love to have a CrossFitter on to go, no. Here's why we make you do burpees for 7 minutes. And because I don't want to look like an idiot because about something that I truly don't understand and give them an opportunity to explain it. But then Jake said something genius. He goes, Jillian, I think it's the community. And I was like, you know what? Right. You're right. I think that is the biggest appeal to CrossFit. And when I look at CrossFit, here's a community that has people who are overweight, people who are extremely fit, people who are gay, people who are uber macho, women, men. And I think that, like, at the end of the day, whether I don't understand the trainer logic behind CrossFit, it really has this amazing sense of community that people like you can go there and go, oh, wow, and you really feel like you're a part of something. And I think that that's really special. That's something they've created that's really special. And even Jake said, you know, you don't go – what was it, Jake? You don't go to, like, a yoga class and it's like, hey, dude, we down dog better than everybody else. Woo! You know, you don't find that. And so I think that that's something really special that they do. And I'm disappointed that you had this experience. And I'm going to tell you that I don't see that very often. And while it is the deepest, darkest fear of many, it was an unfortunate circumstance. I also think that the general presumption, they probably didn't even look at your body, and the general presumption is we're going to melt off those last few pounds of fat, because women always want to hear that. And
yeah.
Even today when I was working out with the ass man, you know, and we were doing something that I just thought was beyond ridiculous, like as in impossibly hard. Dan was like, we're going to melt off those last pounds of fat. And it doesn't offend me, though, because I just kind of, I'm like, yeah, let's melt them off! You know, so I was like, I'm so, you know, I'm not coming from a place of like, you know, like, oh my God, I'm not insecure in the gym because I'm master of that domain. So it's not triggering something in me where he's going, you're fat. You know, right. I'm like, yes, let's, you know, lift up the buttocks. Yes, make them higher. So I just think, you know, you're personalizing something that has become an industry standard. Is it right? Is it wrong? You know, some women want to hear it. Some women, it really makes them feel bad. It had nothing to do with you. You encountered a guy that, yes, obviously, I'm going to be brutal right now. I love Groupon. We use it all the time for, we used it for the tour. We used it for our DVDs. But a lot of my friends who get services from Groupon, one of my favorite stories is Heidi's sister is also gay. Hilarious. They're both identical twins. Her partner found a coupon for Botox on Groupon. And I was like, wow. No. And to make a very long story short, it was the funniest 3 months of my life. I dined out on that Groupon Botox mess for weeks. I loved every second of it. I thought it was hilarious. And so the reality is, like, you know, if a trainer is finding clients on Groupon, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But like, if they're new to town or what have you. But with a fitness trainer, it's really important. It's a pretty significant relationship. And I really like for people to say, okay, what's your background? What's your education? Why do you do it? Can I speak to some of your clients? Because like with everything, you know, there are people that are amazing and there are people that are not so amazing. You got somebody that was not so amazing, which is really sad. So do you have to go to the gym to get fit? No. Do I think what's so sad about this is that, you know, the gym can provide a lot of group classes, which are a ton of fun, a lot of great trainers, which can offer you some really effective tips, a workout buddy, a sense of community, some convenience. I like it because I do think it's social. It does drive me to push a little bit harder. It does get me out of the house. So you're now missing all the fun stuff that comes along with a gym. And, you know, what I would say, oh God, where are you? Because I'll get your information and I can get you a good place to start would be Curves. Because that environment is one that it will really make you feel comfortable, really make you feel safe. I designed the workout, so I know it'll be very effective for you. So I will get you. Oh, she's in Canada.
Yeah.
You're in Canada.
But Canada has
I
Curves.
Bet you I can get you. Yeah, you're in Canada. I bet you I can also get you a membership to Good Life. Did you go to Good Life?
I've never been there, no.
All right. So. I wonder if it's in your area. I work with Good Life also on my program called Body Shred. So I bet I bet you the woman that runs all the programming there will get me a membership there for you. So I'll look into that too. Because the people run that place are badass. So I'm sure there's a Curves there that's awesome. You know, if you're looking for something way more intense, my Body Shred class is at Good Life Fitness. So I think I can help you there. I forgot she was a Canuck.
And you can melt off those
pounds. Yeah, melt off those pounds. And then, but here's the one thing you keep saying, okay? And this is the one thing I want to address at the end of the day. I don't want you missing out on the benefits of the gym because you had a bad experience. That would be wrong, okay? Do you have to? Yeah. No. But is it a shame that you're missing out on the good stuff because of one bad experience? Yes. Now, you keep saying feminist, feminist, feminist. So what are you saying when you're saying that to me, and why does it pertain to the gym?
I guess it does because, like, I think you're going to disagree with this in some context, but, like, I do really believe in health in any size, and I do really think about how we tone ourselves and make ourselves look from the male gaze and that whole thing. And, like, my whole idea about getting fit was never to be attractive. Like, I'm happy that my body fits into smaller clothes. It's easier to shop and that sort of thing. But when somebody comes at it with the context of, like, you're going to look ripped and sexy and we're going to get the extra fat off you and then you'll be more appealing to it.
Okay,
it kind of cheapens it.
I hear you. But you know what? I'll be honest with you. I've even said, we're going to get you ripped. You're going to have sex with the lights on. Because a lot of people want it.
Totally,
it's just,
yeah.
But it's just part of the culture. But you're personalizing this for some reason. You're personalizing it. And somewhere along the line, someone made you feel, obviously, you know, that you weren't sexy if you weren't ripped. And someone made you feel like you didn't have value if you didn't fit into the right size jeans. And I get the impression that you're rejecting that now.
Quite possibly, yeah.
Okay, so what you're really doing by allowing that to happen is letting that same person that made you feel less than ruin your fitness experience.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you that health is great. I love being healthy. I also, well, I don't actually love sex with the lights on, but I like looking good in my, I don't, I prefer candlelight, but I also like, I like my two-piece. I like it if, right. You know, I do feel sexier when my body is strong and, you know, my butt is a little bit higher. It makes me happy when, you know, and there's nothing, and I want you to allow yourself, don't make this about somebody else. This isn't about pleasing other people. You're absolutely right, but by reiterating, like, I'm not doing this for you. You are! And so you're allowing it to rule you. And so I would love you to find your peace and your happy place at the gym, whether it's Curves, whether it's Good Life, or whether you end up going to CrossFit. If you do, please don't go more than twice a week and make sure you find a very, very good coach. Because if there are great CrossFit coaches out there that know a ton, but just make sure you find a very, very good coach. All right. And don't go more than twice a week because of the repetitive nature of the workouts. And okay. So, and then I just ultimately want you to, I want you to find your sexy in this. It's like, I don't care who you're sexy for. If you're just sexy for you, if you're sexy for your husband, if you're sexy for both of you, you know, but I do want you to find your sexy in this. And it doesn't mean you're less than at 150 pounds. It doesn't mean you're less. It doesn't mean that. It just means enjoy it. You know, when you're strong and you're healthy, you are more confident. You do feel a little better in the sack about yourself. And that's okay.
Yeah.
As long as it's, you know, don't let other people's stuff ruin your experience. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right, yeah.
Okay. And okay. I've met, and I'll tell you this, I train with two guy trainers. One's gay and one's straight. And I mix it up a lot, but there are unbelievable male trainers out there. Unbelievable. And I also don't want to see you deprive your... Bob is amazing. You would love... He's, of course, gay. So that's going to be non-threatening to you. But I mean, like, there are amazing male trainers out there. And I don't want to see you shy away from a class or whatever because you're feeling like, you know, they're going to put that whole...
His agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I don't want to let it defeat me. I just, like, I ran.
So. I know, baby. But what you should have done was gone back and said, you know what, I'm really sorry. That comment... No, not I'm really sorry. You should have gone back and said, you know something? Your comment made me feel a little uncomfortable. And I'm sure you're great at what you do, but you're not the trainer for me.
Yeah.
I'd like a refund.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Well, you know, another trainer then. You know, I would ask Groupon for a refund.
Yeah.
And because they sold you a bill of goods that was not what was promised.
Yeah.
You didn't go to be insulted.
No.
You know, you see, and that's all, sweetheart. I want you to look at, like, what's going on for you. And how you're defending yourself against the insecurities of the circumstance and how that's depriving you from possibly great opportunities with male trainers, male coaches, gym environments, and so on.
Okay.
Okay,
Katie. I will try.
Don't try, do.
Okay, I will do it.
Oh, and we'll get your information. I'm going to look into...
I'll write you back,
I'll look
Katie.
Into Curves and Good Life for you, okay, sweetheart? Or Autumn will. Okay. She's sitting right here being like, oh, mother of God. Autumn's going to do it.
It would be my pleasure.
That's my girl.
Thank you so much.
All right, sweetheart.
All right, Katie.
Have a
Take
great
care.
Day.
You too. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Janice, let's melt some of those fat pounds off. I got back fat now.
Back.
I still have cellulite.
You're like really excited about that.
No. What's the cellulite in the back fat?
I got back fat.
I still have cellulite back there. I will say though.
If you would. Oh, yes, go ahead. And then
I'm just
going
to say my double butt is gone. The shape of my butt has significantly improved. And my hamstrings and my quads are solid like a rock. But I realize this is going to take probably 6 more months to get things where I would like it to be. It's taken me 6 months to get here.
My God.
But I notice the difference. Poor Heidi. I walk around, I'm like, feel that. And you're like, poke on my leg. I'm like, touch that thing. Solid like a rock. She's like, oh, God. She hates me.
Is that when you have the lights, the tea lights on?
No, that's the actually candles? Just when I'm walking past her in the kitchen.
Oh, my Lord.
And then
you
I make Lou.
You walk around with your nakedness in the kitchen?
No, just like if I have shorts on or even my sweats.
Now, if you won't, hang on. See, this is a segment I wanted you to do, and now you're going to wish you had done it. Talk about cellulite. Mm-hmm. Five things to do with coffee grounds.
Okay.
Reduce cellulite.
That doesn't work, which is why I didn't do it.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? If that worked, I would sit in a bathtub of coffee grinds every day, all day long, until my butt looked like one of a 20-year-old Brazilian carnival dancer. There's no way, dude. That doesn't work. No. Have you seen the butt on those girls? Mother of God, there's something about Brazilians. They don't get a dimple in their butt. I don't understand it.
Carnival dancers. I'm going to check that out.
Listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.